Chapter 22. Lorraine Frazetta lit up like a road flare at the sight of Vic Prado at her door. Lorraine, Vic, and Mike went back a long way, all the way to Lowell. Joe Breen, too, but Lorraine didn't want to think about that asshole. Not with Vic standing in front of her. Vic had always been the golden boy, and for a long time everyone just assumed Lorraine would be the golden boy's dark angel. They had dated all through high school, and it seemed predestined that they would marry after Vic got drafted. But nothing is really predestined. If Lorraine or Vic or Mike had once believed in fate, as it was easy for high schoolers to believe, they didn't anymore. Lorraine guessed she had landed on her feet in the end and that she had it pretty good with Mike. He loved her, had been a good enough husband. He was pretty good looking, was good enough in bed. But for Lorraine, good enough wasn't ever going to be good enough, because Mike Frazetta, as rich and feared and powerful as he was, wasn't Vic Prado. Vic got her juices going at the mention of his name. Now, with him standing so close to her, forget it. She loved the way he had aged, the way he smelled, the athletic, confident way he carried himself. It had always been so, and she guessed it would always be so. And yet, she'd been the one to throw her golden boy away. Lorraine wasn't a regretter by nature, but losing Vic was the big regret at the center of her life. One stupid night of jealousy and revenge during their senior year had changed her universe forever, and all because she had overheard Vic telling Mike how hot he thought Fatima Borrego looked in her sparkly magenta majorette outfit. Fatima fucking Borrego, Lorraine thought, who was now as big as a house and lived on food stamps and welfare back in Lowell. That night, the night she heard Vic confide his teenage lust for Fatima, Lorraine seduced Mike in the back seat of his car. It wasn't much of a seduction, really. Mike had never been very good at hiding his crush on her. Problem with revenge sex is that it too often bites the wrong party in the ass. And in Lorraine's case, the bite was deep and particularly brutal. 2 weeks before baseball's amateur draft, when Vic found out about what had happened between Lorraine and Mike, he broke up with her and stopped talking to Mike. A month later, Lorraine found out she was pregnant by Mike. She married Mike, and when Lorraine miscarried only a few weeks later, it was already too late. She didn't think about it much. As her mom used to say, "You can't uncook the ziti if you leave it in the water too long." But when she saw Vic, when he was standing so close to her, it was impossible not to beat herself up for what she had done. She asked, "Where's Kayla?" What she wanted to ask was, "Where is that sad, stuck-up bitch wife of yours?" "Not here," he said, winking at Lorraine. Vic smiled, remembering how she had been his first. He wondered if she realized that her screwing Mike all those years ago had made his life a whole lot simpler. He had planned on dumping Lorraine anyway. She was fine for a Lowell girl, but he was going to be a star. He was going to play in the bigs, make wads of money. He wasn't going to be one of those dopes who would be saddled to his high school sweetheart his whole life. Vic thought about all the guys he had met during his time in the minor leagues, either the guys who pined away for girls back home, or the dumber ones who schlepped their girlfriends with them. Standing there next to Lorraine, it was clear to Vic that she still had it bad for him, even after all these years. She made that painfully obvious to him every time he saw her. The thing was, he'd never given Lorraine a second thought. Getting girls, then women, had always been easy for Vic. Then, when he met Kayla, a rich college girl who was rebelling against her folks, he was smitten. He had to have her one way or the other, Jesse Stone or no Jesse Stone. She was everything the girls he had known back home in Lowell were not. Not only was she drop-dead beautiful, but she was classy. She knew about art and music and poetry, and had eaten things beyond chorizo and red sauce. She'd been around the world. Before he made it to the minors, Providence had been the far point of Vic Prado's travels. They'd been happy for a while, Kayla and him. He couldn't quite recall when Kayla's sadness had set in. Nor could he point to the date when Kayla had made her feelings evident about having married beneath her station. He looked at Lorraine, really looked at her, for the first time since they were high school seniors, She had aged fairly well, but she looked the part of the mobster's wife in her expensive, gaudy jewelry and clothing. Her features had hardened, and the jet-black dye job on her hair was a joke. Still, since he'd found out that Joe had killed an innocent girl, and that Mike Frazetta couldn't have cared less, Vic had been thinking about sleeping with Lorraine again. It was a coward's revenge, but it was revenge. And he wanted to sleep with a woman who wanted him back, not because he was rich or famous or because it was part of the bargain. "Where's Mike?" he said. The smile vanished from her face. "In there, with Joe." He hesitated, put his lips close to Lorraine's left ear. "I want you." Then he turned and walked toward Mike's TV room. When he looked behind him, Lorraine was a road flare once again.